Ovo je test razumijevanja odslušanog teksta i stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imat ćete dva minuta da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Imate dva minuta da pročitate pitanja.
Stormed onto the international stage with this anthem of teenage angst. 9 years later, and with this, her latest single. Canadian singer-songwriter Avril Lavigne still proves to be a firm favorite. Showcasing her new songs in Hong Kong, it didn't take much to convince the audience why she's sold more than 30 million albums. But her success has extended well beyond music. She's also pursued careers in acting.
You get to blame.
We've had enough of this guy. Help me get rid of him, okay?
And fashion, as well as steering her own charity aimed at young people living with serious illnesses and disabilities. All this and she's only 26 years of age. This week on Talk Asia, we catch up with the Grammy nominee to talk about her rise to stardom, her style evolution, and her recent well-publicized divorce. Avril, welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
So you're here in Hong Kong to promote your latest album, which is your fourth. You've certainly come a long way from Belleville, Ontario. Are you still a small town girl at heart, or is it bright lights, big city all the way now?
I think I enjoy both. I enjoy the quiet and kind of the country every once in a while and going back to Canada. But I also, I'm younger, you know, so I like to be in the city and hanging out with my friends and going out to restaurants and doing all that stuff. So a bit of both.
Now, you started writing your own songs incredibly early in the piece, and you taught yourself guitar by the age of 12. And then at 15, you were performing with Shania Twain. Take me back to those days. It must have been crazy for a little kid.
Yeah. I started singing in church, and I was probably around 7, and I started, basically I'd sing anywhere that I could, fairs, I'd sing at my school, I was in theater, I was in musicals, and then it kind of got to a point where I started to want to just do my own songs. So I had a guitar in the house that was my dad's, so I taught myself how to play guitar, and I started writing songs when I was about 14, and I actually put one of those songs on this record. It's called Darlin', and so that's a song I wrote, and I finally had the chance to record it for this album. So yeah, I started writing songs, and then I got a record deal when I was 16, and put my first record out when I was 17, and 9 years later, here I am.
Poslušajte ponovo.
She stormed onto the international stage with this anthem of teenage angst. 9 years later, and with this, her latest single. Canadian singer-songwriter Avril Lavigne still proves to be a firm favorite. Showcasing her new songs in Hong Kong, it didn't take much to convince the audience why she's sold more than 30 million albums. But her success has extended well beyond music. She's also pursued careers in acting.
You get to blame.
We've had enough of this guy. Help me get rid of him, okay?
And fashion, as well as steering her own charity aimed at young people living with serious illnesses and disabilities. All this and she's only 26 years of age. This week on Talk Asia, we catch up with the Grammy nominee to talk about her rise to stardom, her style evolution, and her recent well-publicized divorce.
Avril, welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
So you're here in Hong Kong to promote your latest album, which is your fourth. You've certainly come a long way from Belleville, Ontario. Are you still a small town girl at heart, or is it bright lights, big city all the way now?
I think I enjoy both. I enjoy the quiet and kind of the country every once in a while and going back to Canada. But I also, I'm younger, you know, so I like to be in the city and hanging out with my friends and going out to restaurants and doing all that stuff. So a bit of both.
Now, you started writing your own songs incredibly early in the piece, and you taught yourself guitar by the age of 12. And then at 15, you were performing with Shania Twain. Take me back to those days. It must have been crazy for a little kid.
Yeah. I started singing in church, and I was probably around 7, and I started, basically I'd sing anywhere that I could, fairs, I'd sing at my school, I was in theater, I was in musicals, and then it kind of got to a point where I started to want to just do my own songs. So I had a guitar in the house that was my dad's, so I taught myself how to play guitar, and I started writing songs when I was about 14, and I actually put one of those songs on this record. It's called Darlin', and so that's a song I wrote, and I finally had the chance to record it for this album. So yeah, I started writing songs, and then I got a record deal when I was 16, and put my first record out when I was 17, and 9 years later, here I am.
Imate 15 sekundi da provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Imate 2 minuta da pročitate pitanja.
Yes, because when we first saw you in Complicated, in 2002, it was unlike anything else that was out there at the time. And that song from your first album, Let Go, is what made you instantly famous. How did becoming a star change you?
I think that the biggest thing is that I've just learned so much, and it's been like a really crazy, incredible ride and journey, and you know, I'm still the same person, same personality. I'm just, you know, I've learned so much.
After Complicated came out, then it was Skater Boy. And I'm With You. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's a damn cold night. And I guess, you know, suddenly people wanted to know who you were, and I guess there would have been a lot of hangers-on as well. You could so easily have gone down any sort of a road socially that you wanted, you know, rock, punk, could have gone down the pop road, hanging out with Paris Hilton every night, but you didn't. You really didn't. What is it about that sort of lifestyle that doesn't appeal to you?
Well, to be honest, I've been so busy working with each album that I've put out in the past. I've been on the road for 2 years, and so I've been very dedicated to my career and worked like really hard and been gone. So the longest amount of time that I've had at home was during this last period of making this last record, my fourth album. So I'm really grateful for everything that's happened to me, and I feel very lucky because there are so many people out there who've had the same dream.
Poslušajte ponovo.
Yes, because when we first saw you in Complicated, in 2002, it was unlike anything else that was out there at the time. And that song from your first album, Let Go, is what made you instantly famous. How did becoming a star change you?
I think that the biggest thing is that I've just learned so much, and it's been like a really crazy, incredible ride and journey, and, you know, I'm still the same person. Same personality. I'm just, you know, I've learned so much.
After Complicated came out, then it was Skater Boy. And I'm With You. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's a And I guess, you know, suddenly people wanted to know who you were, and I guess there would have been a lot of hangers-on as well. You could so easily have gone down any sort of a road socially that you wanted, you know, rock, punk, you could have gone down the pop road, hanging out with Paris Hilton every night, but you didn't. You really didn't. What is it about that sort of lifestyle that doesn't appeal to you?
Well, to be honest, I've been so busy working with each album that I've put out in the past. I've been on the road for 2 years, and so I've been very dedicated to my career and worked like really hard and been gone. So the longest amount of time that I've had at home was during this last period of making this last record, my fourth album. So I'm really grateful for everything that's happened to me, and I feel very lucky because there are so many people out there who've had the same dream.
Imate 15 sekundi da provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Sada imate 2 minuta da pregledate svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.